out of the day.
Settling in at home. This is Mike Kraft with your Panthers.com Insider Report. Head coach Ron Rivera and his team began preparation for Sunday's game here at Bank of America Stadium. And the whole process took on the feel of a regular season game. And with the plan to play the starters for the first half against the Chiefs, they know full well the stakes are raised. On the flip side, that means that opportunities for rookie free agents and other players on the fringe will be limited. In order to get noticed, they will have to make the most of those limited opportunities.
In practice, it's preparing, you know, getting a little extra throws after practice, going through the mental process. In the game, you know, you just got to find a way to get in the rhythm and find completions early on. You know, if we're running the ball, then you just got to make sure you execute each play properly and go from there. That's really all you can do. Find a rhythm as quick as possible.
You know, you just got to watch the guys in front of you, and if they make a mistake, you make sure you don't make the same mistake. And when you go out there, you know, even if it is limited reps, you want to make those reps count. And, you know, you just want to be relentless for 4 to 6 seconds.
It's an interesting dynamic because you and Philly Brown come from a big-time program. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know at Ohio State you guys are the studs. Now you're in a situation where you have to fight for a job. A different dynamic, isn't it, for you two?
Yeah, it's just, you know, going back, you know, like being a freshman in college, you know, you're the new guy, and, you know, you got to work for everything you have. And that's the same thing here. You know, I'm a rookie, and, you know, I got to work for everything. And, you know, just when the opportunity comes, just make sure I'm ready.
It's kind of weird. Just like high school. When you come out of high school, you go to college, and now you're the younger dudes on the team. You're the bottom of the team for right now until you earn everybody's respect. And the same transition from here, even though we came from the Ohio State, it's still, you know, we have to respect dudes older than us, and we know that we have to earn everybody's respect.
Well, and not in an arrogant way, but you know you got skills.
I mean, I'm trying, yeah. I mean, I still got a lot to learn, man. You can never learn too much. And we got a great group of receivers, especially veteran receivers, and great group of veteran quarterbacks and good coaches. That's, man, they're really coaching me up, and I've learned a lot since I've got here. So.
Brandon Williams knows this all too well. The former Oregon Duck beat the odds last season after not being drafted.
You got to go out there and do your best and stay dialed in mentally along with physically.
How different are you this year than last year going through the process as an undrafted rookie?
I feel a lot better than last year. Last year, I felt like a chicken with his head cut off, just running around, didn't know where to line up. Now I know where to line up, I know the plays. Things have slowed down for me a lot, so I feel good about things.
As we mentioned, this week is taking on the feel of a regular season game. That means the Panthers will do their heavy lifting today and tomorrow and have a lighter day on Saturday. As always, we'll keep you up to date on all the latest news and information right here on Panthers.com.